This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and LA Program.
Absolutely. Pride Week aims to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health-promoting university environment with celebrations including community stalls, fun interactivities, performance, a great debate and more. And Lee and Emma are joining you today live from the Agora Centre of La Trobe, Bundoora. And we're from Joy 94.9.
If you haven't heard of us already.
Of course, you might have, you may not have, but we're pretty cool. So we're going to tell you a bit about ourselves. We're actually one of the only LGBTIQ radio stations in the world. There's only three that are around the whole wide world. So Lee and I are members of Generation Next, which is a show that broadcasts on
Monday nights
from 7 until 8 p.m. where we talk about news and views from Melbourne youth, especially the LGBTIQ community. But we're just one program of many, and there's loads of things available for all different sorts of people, all different sorts of interests. We've got a show about sci-fi and Scream. There's shows about, you know, arts and things like that. And it's just a really, really great radio station.
Lots of different programs.
And I'm not just saying that because their logo is on my t-shirt. It really is. And you know, you guys can get involved, especially you know, the LGBTIQ community. And if you wanted to do so, you could go to joy.org.au, have a look around the website. There's always lots of things happening and volunteers needed and stuff, and it is a really fun and fulfilling thing to do.
You can join up, be a member, buy a shirt down here.
Yeah, we've got shirts and CDs for sale if you want to wear a really cool t-shirt. Listen to some cool tunes.
Yeah, proud.
Absolutely. And we just love our show so much. And if you guys wanted to get in touch with us, you can do so at generationnext@joy.org.au. Have a look around the website, see what you can find.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. We've got a Facebook as well.
Yep, GenNextJoy949.
GenNextJoy949, absolutely. We're having a great time down here at Pride Week La Trobe University. It is an absolutely beautiful day. The sun has disappeared a little bit, so we're not all frying like we were a couple of minutes ago. There's still plenty of grassy areas for everyone's bums if they want to come down, have a listen to some music and get involved with the stalls. It's all happening down here.
There's a barbecue happening somewhere soon.
Yeah, I can smell it. It smells amazing. Absolutely. So yeah, as we mentioned, if you want to get involved or you want more information, you can go to joy.org.au on the interwebs. This is Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2012.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
Pride Week aims to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health-promoting university environment with celebrations including community stalls, fun interactivities, performers, a great debate and more. We're lucky enough to about to be hearing the official opening of Pride Week 2012. We're about to hear from Dr. Kerry Ferguson, the La Trobe Uni Pro Vice Chancellor Equity and Students of the Equity and Student Services, and Joanne Barlow, the La Trobe Uni Director of Counselling Services. So just after another track, we'll be hearing the official opening for Pride Week 2012.
I'm Jennifer.
Right now.
Hello, my name is Joanne Barlow and I'm the Director of Counselling Services here at La Trobe University. I'm a member of the queer community and I'm absolutely proud to be able to welcome you all here today to the second La Trobe University Pride Festival. Before we begin the festivities, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we stand, the land on which La Trobe is built, this beautiful land, the land of the Wurundjeri people, and I would also like to acknowledge their elders, past, present and future. As you've probably heard through all the radio announcements, this event has been sponsored by Counselling Services Queer Programs, and amongst the programs that we offer to queer students, so students who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, intersex, transgender or queer, is queer counselling, a queer chat support group, and also a queer peer program. We're joined today in bringing on this event by the Student Union Queer Officer and also the La Trobe Ally Network of students and staff who support queer students. The intention behind the festivity, and we think that this weather's going to be the beginning of a fabulous 3 days of events, is to in fact celebrate diversity. So for those of you who are commencing students here at La Trobe, or for those of you who are returning students, we're really keen to be able to celebrate the diversity that is this great university of ours. We're also really keen to increase visibility for our queer students and to increase support. So one of the things that we think is really important about having an event like this in a university is because we think it's really important for queer people to be able to reclaim education. So for those of you who have experienced difficult times in your education, whether it's through bullying or homophobia or prejudice, this is the chance to see with a flag, rainbow flag flying over this campus and the festivities that are about to begin, this is a chance to get the message that you are absolutely welcome here at our university. You belong here at La Trobe. Okay, now what... Thank you. I'm going to pass you over in a moment to Dr. Kerry Ferguson, who's going to speak to you about her role and about the support that she's offering to students here. And then we're going to hand it over to what's most important here in the university, and that is our own students. So we'll be handing it over to Anna and Stephen, our queer peers, and also over to Chris, who is the queer officer at the Student Union. So thank you all, and it's over to Kerry.
Thank you very, very much, Jo. I think Jo so eloquently put why are we here today. My name's Kerry Ferguson. I'm Pro Vice Chancellor for Equity and Student Services, and it's my honour to be heading up that team. I think that this week is such a proud moment for La Trobe University. I'm getting signs that it can't hear me, so I'll try and speak a bit louder. Diversity is so fundamental to who we are at La Trobe University. We have built ourselves on diversity, and taking students in at the beginning of this fine university who other universities didn't want to know. And I think that our history is here today in our celebration of diversity, and I couldn't be prouder to be here today to be opening Pride Week. Last year, as Joanne said, we had our first Pride Week. We were the first university to have a Pride Week, and again, I couldn't be prouder that La Trobe University was the first university to do that. As Joanne said, everybody's got to belong to this university, and I think the kind of activities that are here on this week and the celebration of Pride Week is an example of the fact that we are here for everybody and that we are everybody, and the diversity is what makes La Trobe University this very, very fine university. As Joanne said, as in part of my role, I want to know what makes a difference to you. I want to provide those kind of services, and I want to be able to advocate on behalf of everybody. And the fact that we're having Pride Week is such a big symbol and such a big message to the whole sector, and but in particular to the leadership of this university, that we value everybody. We value all contributions of this university, but we want to make sure that what we have on offer meets your needs as well. So I couldn't be more pleased to be here, standing here today. I want to acknowledge Joanne Barlow and her crew for making this week happen. They've put in such a fine effort to make sure this happens. And Devorah, who's our queer counsellor, who has put in all the organisational backbone into this day, and to Stephen and to Anna, our queer peer from the Student Union, fantastic work that they're doing, and to everybody. We want to roll this out to our regional campuses as well, so nobody gets left out, and that's the big message here. Nobody gets left out at La Trobe, that we're here for everybody. But Pride Week is so important. As Joanne said, our ally program for the GTLBI students is so important for us, and please, my door's always open, and if you want to communicate with me in any way, please don't hesitate to do that, because we want to make sure that we get it right for you and for everybody here at university. So to everybody's been involved, and to Chris as well, fantastic work to get this off the ground, and what a glorious day, what a wonderful event this is, and the whole 3 days will be fantastic events as well. So please get involved, get to know one another, and celebrate diversity at La Trobe, but importantly in this Pride Week, celebrate with your queer students as well. So I'm so proud to be here officially opening Pride Week. Thank you very much.
This is Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2012.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
You're listening to Emma and Lee, and this is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Pride Week's proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and Ally Program.
That it is, and Pride Week aims to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health-promoting university environment with celebrations including community stalls, fun interactivities, performers, a great debate and more. And now we're joined by Jess from the La Trobe Uni Football Club. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah. I hear you've got a stall already set up.
Yeah, so we're at the back on Simpson Lawn. We've got some of the sports clubs and societies out there. We've got Italian Club and Ultimate Frisbee out there today as well. So if anyone's interested, you can pop over to Simpson Lawn.
Any games out there? Or?
I think they've thrown the Frisbee around before, so yeah.
I can see Emma's quite interested in the Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and have a look at that. I've never heard of Ultimate Frisbee before, but it sounds pretty cool. So just what can you tell us about the football teams and the La Trobe sports programs?
Yeah, so La Trobe Uni Football Club is one of the founding members of the Sport and Rec Association at La Trobe. So we've been around for 45 years. We've established a women's team out there in 2009, and they were lucky enough to win the premiership last year. And we've also got a senior men's, a reserves men's, and an under-19s men's teams that run out of there, and that's just over in Car Park 2A at the Sport Pavilion. And we train on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 for the women and 6 o'clock for the men.
So people can just show up to the training?
Yeah, just rock up.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And how did you get involved in the football?
So I was a supporter there, and my fiancé played in the reserves for a while. And then we've just sort of gone from there. So I established the women's team in 2009, like I said, and we've just sort of gone from there.
Absolutely. Are you involved in any other programs with La Trobe at the moment?
No, I'm not. I have finished study at La Trobe, so I'm out working. And, I've really enjoyed being a part of the football club and staying connected with it. And the football club, right from sort of the top committee right down to the players, is really supportive of today. And that's why I think we think it's important that we're here to show our support.
Absolutely. And recruit some people, I guess.
Yeah, yep. And if you're not interested in playing, we certainly welcome volunteers. Like I said, welcome anyone along to be a part of it.
So just show up to a training,
session. We have a website that's in the process of it's under construction, but you can find out more through the Sports Centre here at La Trobe.
Absolutely. So so you said you've graduated. So during your time here at La Trobe, it was just the football program that you were involved with?
Yeah. So, absolutely. So I went through I did a sport management course out here just got involved with the football club and never looked back.
What do you think you got out of it? Like, what sort of benefits are there for getting involved in a program like this?
Yeah, so the football club in the last sort of few years that I've been involved has really focused on a lot of mentoring and networking. That's sort of one of our focuses, like I said. So we're really about providing connections to our students that come through the football club. We have quite a few contacts with a lot of people. So, definitely from a career perspective. And from a social perspective, we're really about providing a supportive environment for everyone and really base it a lot on respect.
So LGBTIQ football players should get involved.
Yeah, more than welcome. I mean, we are really... That is what we provide... That's really what we're trying to aim, is a supportive environment for everyone, and we want everyone to feel welcome within our club.
Absolutely. So I guess you finished uni and you're still involved with the program, which shows it must be enormously rewarding for you to continue doing it into your career years, really.
Yeah. And I think too, AFL clubs certainly get a bad rap for being supportive and things, but I mean, we're really taking steps. Like I said, we've introduced women into our club, and like I said, we're opening the doors to everyone to come and get involved, and it really is a very rewarding experience.
Absolutely. Do you have any info for any other sports that people might want to get involved in that isn't necessarily football? Yeah. Just go down to the stalls?
Or? Yeah, look, there's lots. Like I said, there's stores out on Simpson Lawn, and there'll be more information through SARA, the Sports Centre, and whatnot. But, look, I mean, they've got cricket, football, ultimate frisbee. I mean, there's a huge list of clubs, you know, that you could name that you can be involved in. And you know, like I said, quite a few are here today supporting, so they're, again, welcoming people as well.
And this policy of an all-inclusive team, I guess it's across the whole board. It's not just the, your football, it's everyone's ultimate frisbee and cricket and tennis and
yeah.
all sorts. So if anyone wants to get involved, it sounds like the stalls are the place to be.
Yeah.
Can you let us know again where they all are?
Yeah, so we're just based out at Simpson Lawn today for the next few days. And there'll be sort of different ones coming and going throughout the next few days, so go and check them out if you get a chance.
Absolutely. So for the rest of the show, the rest of the Pride Week, I should say,
yeah, yeah.
there'll be places to go and people to see if you're interested in sport. Thanks for talking to
us, Jess. Thank you for having me.
No worries. We've got loads more interviews coming up, so stay tuned. This is Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2012.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
And welcome back. This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with Student Union Queer Department and Ally Program.
Absolutely. And Pride Week's all about increasing support, visibility, and an inclusive health-promoting university environment. We've got celebrations including community stalls, fun interactivities, performers, a great debate, and a great more going on today at La Trobe. We're in the Agora Centre, and we've got a Joy stall happening. If anyone wants to come and say hello to us, we'd love to say hello to you. You can pick up a T-shirt or a CD, ask for more information, how to get involved with the station, how to become a member. But at the moment, we're joined by Brendan, who is involved with the La Trobe University debate team. Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
Thanks for taking the time out of this beautiful sunny day to talk to us.
No worries.
What can you tell us about the debate team here at La Trobe?
Well, the Great Debate is a comedy entertainment event that happened last year, and we're going to repeat it this year. The topic for this year is to parent or not to parent. And as I'm a parent, I'm speaking with some authority about the fact that it's not a good idea. So, but there will be other people who are. It's going to be chaired by Karen Pickering, who is the person that ran the Melbourne Slut Walk, it was a lot of fun last year, and I'm expecting that it will be again this year. Yeah,
absolutely. And I guess there'll be people in opposition of your position that being a parent's a bad idea.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. Look, I think people who aren't parents quite often have this idea that parenting is going to be a beautiful thing, and certainly before I was a parent, I had an idea that it would be you know, all about joy and stuff. And it's very hard yakka, and it's sometimes feels like you're in an episode or Funniest Home Videos, except that it might suddenly lurch into being a snuff movie instead. And it's really like sort of something that I think it's very important to let people know about, and there'll be some entertainment as well. Yes, so it was fun last year, and I'm hoping it will be again this year too.
Absolutely, because I know La Trobe's got a really big sort of calendar of events that's happening during Pride Week, and
yeah.
The Great Debate's one of many, but when is it happening?
It's happening 12 o'clock on the Thursday. Depending on how things run, it might be a little later than 12, but 12 is where it's put down in the program on Thursday this week. Yeah.
Absolutely. And where can people get more information if they're not sure where to show up?
We've got the counselling services has got a stall over there, and there's information and a program that's available from over there. Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be quite educational and
yes,
hopefully
yeah.
a bit of fun as
yes,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that it's not the only program that you're involved with the university. So
no. Look, I'm the coordinator of health promotion projects for La Trobe University, and I guess that position's come about because La Trobe is a health promoting university. University, which means that the idea of making every part of the university something that promotes the health and well-being of students is something that the reason for my position existing. And what I guess I'd say on a day like this, the reason why I'm really more than pleased to be involved with something like this is because I think it's in the DNA of La Trobe that diversity is one of the resources that we have. That starting off as the third university, there's this long history of involving people who wouldn't normally have been seen university as a place to have a sense of belonging, to feel welcome. And I think it is a key resource for the university that there can be a dialogue where different voices are involved. So the queer community at La Trobe is a resource so it's not just about tolerance or inclusion. It's actually about maximising, from my point of view, the amount of stuff we can get from having a diverse community. So there are lots of different ways that happens, and obviously there's the sporting clubs, and I've done work with the sporting clubs about how it is that they've done inclusive things, but of course I'm also involved with prevention of harm things, and preventing homophobia is one of the roles that I have. So yes, I'm really happy to be part of a day like today and a week like this week. And that's really, as I say, it's part of the DNA of La Trobe from my point of view.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're really happy to be involved as well. And in your role in this position, what kind of bits and pieces have you implemented?
The residential colleges here receive training. So that the community of young people that moves into the residential colleges is prepared to be inclusive, to make sure that there's welcome and for every sort of diversity, and I suppose also for them to be able to anticipate and prevent the sort of harms associated with homophobia or. So I work with student leadership a lot. The football club, I've worked with the leadership of the football club, and they've developed posters. They've been involved in other programs, and that's where it is I'd like to put most of my resource, because really the student leaders, I haven't met any student leaders at the university who have said, oh, well, we don't want to be inclusive. We think that violence against women is okay. Their student leadership on the whole has a basic commitment to the things that I'm talking about. And sometimes they don't have the resources to act on those things. So it's really just about resourcing them to be able to take action. So they want to develop a poster, let's develop a poster, I'll pay for the printing. They want a bit more information about things that they could do that would make it easier for same-sex attracted people to be open about their sexuality, or what is it they can do. So that's the sort of the basis of the work that I do. So I get to work with lots of different student communities, and I'd like to work with more. I mean, there's always capacity for me to work with more student communities about them developing the skills, the resources, strategies that would allow them to be more effective in that.
Absolutely. And when you look around and feel the energy today, you can definitely see there's no homophobia. So, I mean, you're obviously doing great work. It appears to be working.
Yeah.
Brendan, thanks so much for talking to us today.
No worries. Thank you very much.
This is Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2012.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs, in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA program.
Pride Week aims to increase support, visibility and an inclusive, health-promoting university environment, with celebrations including community stalls, fun interactivities, performers, a great debate and a whole lot more. You're joined today live from the Agora Centre at La Trobe Bundoora with Emma and Lee, and at the moment we're lucky enough to be joined by Pixie.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Pixie. It's good to see you again, because you know we interviewed you guys on our show Generation Next just a few weeks ago about this really great social networking website called...
I'm Awesome, thanks.
Isn't that an awesome name?
It's awesome.
It's awesome. We're all awesome. How is everyone? Awesome. Pixie, what can you tell us about I'm Awesome, thanks?
I'm Awesome, thanks is a new social network to connect the queer community. So what we're trying to do is to bring a lot of queer resources together for people, give them a chance to meet other people, and to meet other like-minded people in the GLBTQI community. Just because quite often, you know, if you don't know a specific interest, if you don't know I want to join a rugby team or I want to join, you know, an arts group or a book club or something like that, you don't really know where to start, but you know you want to make more queer friends. This gives you a chance to really do that. You just jump on, make a profile, start blogging if you'd like to, and you can already look for people in your area, even if your interests might not necessarily match up.
Absolutely, and I know sort of the idea behind it was Maru, who unfortunately is busy over at the stall. If you want to go say hello to Maru, I'm awesome, thanks stall, moving here and wanting to meet some people.
Yeah, she moved over from Norway, and I had a similar experience moving here from living overseas, and you know, you have your network when you're living overseas, and you move to a new town, and you don't know where to meet people. You know, you can sort of go out clubbing and so on, but it could be hard to start genuine conversations there. So
especially over the loud music.
Exactly. Yeah. It almost feels like everybody's already got their little cliques of queer friends, and if you don't know anybody to go to events with, how do you meet other people? Yeah. You don't want to be that one person going alone to events hoping that you'll bump into someone.
Absolutely.
So we try to give people a way to sort of break down that barrier, find other people that they can have a chat to, you know, connect with other people online. And also, even all the merch we're selling is conversation starters as well. You know, if your excuse for not talking to other people is that you don't know how to start the conversation, we want to take that problem out of it. Yeah. And give people a chance to just connect easily.
Absolutely. And I know you mentioned if you don't want to meet people on the clubbing scene, because not everyone's interested in clubbing, and I'm Awesome Thanks is so great because you can make this profile and you can narrow it down and really find people that share your interests, and it takes a lot of the awkwardness out of making new friends.
I'd hope so. And I mean, even young people as well, we're open to people as young as 13, because some people are just not old enough to go clubbing yet, so that's not even open to them as an arena, particularly if they're out in, you know, if you haven't got your driver's license yet and you live in perhaps a bit of a rural area, you're very limited in where you can go to actually meet other like-minded individuals. So giving people a chance to connect online really opens up their world.
And the conversation starters that you mentioned earlier, we've had some experience with those, the awkward harmonica. Have you got those happening today?
Yeah, the awkward harmonicas have been really popular. I think we're almost sold out over there. The concept came up a while ago, just for people like me that have got a bad case of foot and mouth disease. Whenever you have an awkward silence in a conversation, you just throw a little harmonica in there.
And you know, they're actually 8-tone harmonicas. I found out after I got mine. You can learn actual songs to play on them. So
yeah, there's a little bit of range. I can't say I've learned any songs. It's usually just that one monotone.
And so they've almost sold out. So guys, if you want one, you need to really get onto that quickly down at the I'm Awesome Thanks stall. What other sort of conversation starters do you have available for everybody?
We've got a couple of freebies there. So we usually do free postcards. When we do big events like Midsummer or Dalesford or things like that, we have postcard stalls. So for people who maybe their friends couldn't make it to the event, they can fill out a postcard, leave it at the booth, and we'll post it for them for their friends that might be interstate or out of the country. We also have Hug a Random that we run at most big events, which is very, very popular. We find a lot of people, you know, they come towards a store, we give out free hugs, you know, it always goes down quite well. And when people get that chance to actually just interact with someone, they really fall into the hug and they absolutely love it, you know. So we give them a chance to take that movement and spread it out so that they can meet new people themselves. We give them a little sticker, says, hi, my name is, you know, fill in the blank, pop that sticker on. How about a hug? Once they're part of the Hug a Random movement, they can then go out and meet as many people as they want. Just approach a stranger that maybe they didn't know how to approach before and say, hey, I'm part of Hug a Random. How about a hug? And you can go from
You're
there.
You're obligated to hug me.
Absolutely.
Because I'm part of Hug a Random. Absolutely. And, you know, I can tell from my experience at Midsummer that you guys are pretty good at hugging. It's a very warm, comfy hug.
Yeah, I know that Mari's very good at hugging. I'm learning. I've still
Absolutely.
Got my hug out plates.
Pixie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Will you.
You
stick with us after a
I
song?
I would love to. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2012. Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.